escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're joined in studio for the second day. Shockingly, he came back. Dylan Carmichael is with us.
Yay!
So happy. You know what? Not everybody does this. Just flies in and just hangs out with a couple of radio dorks. Well, we really appreciate you.
You are cool people.
It was the tacos we gave you last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what it was.
So, it's America's finest city, Dylan Carmichael. Right. What did you do last night in your time here, on your free time?
Well, I went to Old Town Mexican Cafe.
Beautiful.
And then I went to karaoke at a place called Red Wing. Yeah. Sang some country music on the karaoke. And then,
what's your go-to karaoke song?
Well, yesterday it was "Good Directions" by Billy Currington.
Nice.
And then I did some Tracy Lawrence and some Creed. Actually,
Good for you.
Nice.
Were you recognized?
By people?
Yeah. By a higher power, Dylan. Yes, by actual living, breathing people.
Yeah, they were like, "Hey, are you Jelly Roll?" I'm like, "Do I have tattoos on my face?"
That's hilarious. By people? Yes, by people. Dylan Carmichael's new record's called Keeping Country Alive, and She Gone, a single that we're playing. He's here for another day, so if you see him, for God's sake, recognize him. Tell him hello.
Yeah.
Don't get too close.
As a matter of fact, if you feel up to it, we'd like you to perform next, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, that'd be great.
I mean, we're going to make you work by doing a song, and then after that, we're going to do the college. So work,
yes.
Kid.
All right.
As our in-studio guest, Dylan Carmichael, is warming up, tuning up his guitar, we'd like you to get on right now at 833-287-1037. We want you to be represented by Dylan Carmichael as he'll play in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tickets to Muscadine Bloodline at Saquon's River Concert Series next month are on the line for you. Call now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON. It is almost a mortal sin to ask a recording artist to get up early and hang out with a morning show. It's even more of a sin to ask that recording artist to actually use his vocal cords this early in the morning.
Come on!
That said, Dylan Carmichael, will you forgive us, A...
No. Yes.
No. Okay.
I'm a forgiving person.
And B, do you think you can handle this?
I think I can handle it.
All right.
It's not my first rodeo.
There we go. All right. So what are we going to hear, man?
Well, I've never played this song before.
Oh, right on.
But it's off my new album, and it's kind of my take on a breakup song. This is called "Tiny Little Fiddle." Well, I saw you soon as you walked in. Pretty as you've ever been, walking up with those tears in your eyes, saying how you're missing me and everything we used to be. The grass wasn't greener on that other side. Baby, I've been waiting for this day, and now that it's here, honey, all I have to say, I got this tiny little fiddle between my finger and my thumb right here. Since you went and done me wrong, I've been sawing on a song called Never in a Million Years. I know it's loud in this bar right now, but if you listen real close, you'll hear over the glasses clanking and your heart breaking. I'm a one-man band with one hand playing this tiny little fiddle. No Charlie Daniels, and it sure ain't made of gold. But give me just 1 minute to rising up my little bow. I got this tiny little fiddle between my finger and my thumb right here. Said you hadn't done me wrong, I've been sawing on a song called Never in a Million Years. I know it's loud in this bar right now, but if you listen real close, you'll hear over the glasses clanking and your heart breaking. I'm a one-man band with one hand playing this tiny little fiddle. A tiny little fiddle. I know it's loud in this bar right now, but if you listen real close, you'll hear over the glasses clanking in your heart breaking. I'm a one-man band with one hand playing this tiny little fiddle. This tiny little fiddle.
Fantastic. You threw me a curveball, Dylan. I thought we were all going to get sad. We were thinking about lost love.
That was great.
I love it. Get the hell out of my life song. I love that song. Hey, man, that was really great. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm proud of that one.
You should be proud of that one. What does it feel like to perform new music for the first time?
It's a load of fun.
Yeah?
I love it, yeah. Because you never know how everybody's going to react. And right. I love that Tammy was doing the little, everybody can't see, but Tammy was doing the little tiny fiddle. You know, it's the world's smallest violin. You know what I'm
right,
talking
right.
about. The little
sure. Playing just for you. Bye-bye.
That was so fun. That's going to be stuck in my head all weekend.
It's off Dylan's new record, Keep Country Alive. It's been such a great time with you here. How about you just get a full-time gig?
Let's do it.
All right. Associate to the associate producer,
we're talking
Dylan
about salary.
I thought maybe you were getting ready to leave, John.
Dylan Carmichael with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Dylan, I'm sad and happy. I'm happy that we get to see you again for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. I'm sad that you're so happy this is your last time doing it with us.
I feel a little smarter now.
Good.
I will say.
Awesome. Good. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
Get out. Love you, Tammy.
Dylan Carmichael, I got 5 pop culture culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, one of our KSON loyal listeners, will receive $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garagedooranggatestore.com. And also, as you know, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
All right, man. A serial butt slapper has been on the loose in Boise. Cops say he's going around on a dirt bike slapping women's butts as he drives by. Boise is the capital of what state?
Idaho.
We recently celebrated National Tattoo Day. Who was the former SNL cast member that has spent over $200,000 getting his tats removed and estimates it'll take him another 10 years to have them all removed?
Oh, former SNL star that... Come on. Oh, man.
Should we move on?
I can see his face.
If it gets in your head, blurt it out.
Okay.
Rainn Wilson and Jenna Fisher had an office reunion having lunch together recently.
Pete Davidson.
Okay, there you go. All right. Rainn Wilson and Jenna Fisher had an office reunion having lunch together recently. They played Dwight and Pam. On The Office, season 5, Pam left Dunder Mifflin for 3 months to go to New York City. Why did she go?
A new job.
Black Swan is getting a 15-year re-release in over 2,000 IMAX theaters this month. Which actress won the Best Actress Oscar for Black Swan?
Nicole Kidman.
And finally, a new poll showed that the average car has seen 11 major life milestones, such as first dates and teaching a child to drive. What car company has the slogan, "The Ultimate Driving Machine"? Think German.
Volkswagen.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Dylan... It was your final college of your time with us. How does that make you feel, buddy?
I just want to go all day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let's keep going.
Tammy, Dylan did 2 out of 5 this time.
Hey, okay.
I thought I did better than that, though. I will be honest.
Tammy, a serial butt slapper has been on the loose in Boise.
I've never been to Boise.
The cops say he's going around on a dirt bike slapping women's butts as he drives by. Boise is the capital of what state?
Idaho.
That is right. Dylan knew that 1-1. We recently celebrated National Tattoo Day. Who is the former SNL cast member that has spent over $200,000 getting his tats removed estimates it'll take him another 10 years to have them all removed?
Pete Davidson.
Yikes. He says the pain is like nothing else he's ever experienced.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right, it's 2-2. Rainn Wilson and Jenna Fischer had an office reunion having lunch together recently. They played Dwight and Pam. On The Office Season 5, Pam left Dunder Mifflin for 3 months to go to New York City. For what reason?
Another job?
I mean, one could nitpick that it was eventually for another job, but that's not specifically why she went. She went to attend art school. So it's still 2-2. Black Swan's getting a 15-year re-release in over 2,000 IMAX theaters this month. Which actress won the Best Actress Oscar for Black Swan?
Natalie Portman.
That's right. Dylan went with Nicole Kidman, so now it's 3-2. And finally, a new poll found that the average car has seen 11 major life milestones, such as first dates and teaching a child to drive. Which car company has the slogan, "The Ultimate Driving Machine"?
I hear it in the commercials. I hear it in my head. BMW?
BMW. Ah. Bavarian Motor Works is absolutely right. Well done. Last second, she pulls it out, Dylan. So,
yep.
Tammy, well done. Our listeners not going to get any of your money, but we have a great prize for them.
August 14th, they'll be joining us for the River Concert Series starring Muscadine Bloodline at Sequan Casino Resort.
Dylan, we loved having you.
I loved being here. Thank you.
We're not done with you yet, but as far as your job with the colleges, you can relax.
All right.
Take a summer school break. Unfortunately, before you do that, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm musical sensation Dylan Carmichael, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Dylan Carmichael is with us from the very same show that brought you Grillin' with Dylan. Because we love to rhyme, we are now presenting Spillin' with Dylan. You ready for this, pal?
I guess. I'm about as ready as I can be.
So I've provided Dylan Carmichael, country music sensation, with a list of three possible gossip stories rotating through Hollywood right now.
Okay.
Two are legit, one is fake. Dylan is going to channel his inner teenage girl, pretend he's gossiping with his girlfriends.
Okay.
And you guys, judging by your instincts, which one is the fake story? Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
We present now Spillin', as in spilling the tea, Spillin' with Dylan.
All right. I've got my lucky laboo-boo over here. All right. Here we go. Girlfriends. Girlfriends. Did you hear that One Tree Hill and Chicago PD star Sophia Bush missed a chance to be on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because she missed a text?
Okay.
Is that real or not? Let's find out. Go ahead. The next story, Dylan.
OMG. She might be one of TV's biggest stars, but that doesn't stop her from dating a nerd, or in this case, a hypnotist. Yes, Jennifer Aniston is hooking up with a mind magician.
Could that be fake?
All right.
Could Dylan possibly sound less of anything than a teenage girl?
Get your best teenage girl on right now.
Okay, best teenage girl.
Here we go. Finally, here we go.
Dead. I'm literally dead.
I thought you said dad.
He did. He said dad. I'm literally dad.
I don't know what to do.
Dad.
All right. Let the teenage girl man finish.
Oh, no.
All right. Dead. I'm literally dead. Sonny Sweeney is set to star as the ultimate material girl in a Madonna biopic. I'm actually voguing and like a virgin at the same time.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Jessica and Tammy, two women who are on the cutting edge of they got their hand on the pulse of Hollywood pop culture.
A is the fake.
A is the fake. You do not believe Sophia Bush could have been a Real Housewife and she didn't get on the show because she missed a text.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Producer Jessica.
I'm going to go with B.
B.
Yeah, I'm going to go with B. I don't know.
Jennifer Aniston's not dating a hypnotist.
No.
Teenage girl Dylan Carmichael, would you please reveal by reading the headline again
what
the actual fake headline was?
The fake headline was, dead. I'm literally dead. Sonny Sweeney is set to star as the ultimate material girl in a Madonna biopic. I'm actually voguing and like a virgin at the same time. That's the fake.
So, Jess, you and I both got the big fat.
A round of applause for Dylan Carmichael. Spilling with Dylan.
You know what? I felt like I did a pretty good job
you
there.
Did. You killed it, baby.
Dylan. Say dad.
Dad.
Say dead.
Dead.
There's a specific difference.
There's really not much difference.
Dead,
I love that.
Dad.
It's like my friends here in California, I have a hard time. I have a friend, Dawn.
Yes.
Okay.
And my friend's husband, Don.
Okay.
And it's so bad, the way that they say it, we've had to say girl Dawn, boy Dawn, because they say it exactly the same
that
way.
I will agree with. Yeah. John and Tammy with Dylan Carmichael, San Diego's morning show, KSON.
Dylan Carmichael's our special in-studio guest this morning with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. And we just had him imitate a teenage girl, and you did okay. But I'm wondering, would you ever consider acting?
I would, actually. In 2020, I was trying real hard to get into voiceover.
Okay.
And I called to L.A. to one of the people that do that, and they were like, yeah, Southern accent's not really in right now.
Oh.
They were like, maybe you could do like a tractor commercial or something, but we don't really They're like, we don't really deal with that stuff.
Yeah.
So, dreams crushed.
Yeah.
But I watched like Trace Atkins and stuff.
You know,
Trace is crushing it. We were just talking about this yesterday. People don't realize Trace Atkins has been nominated for between his movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
He's been nominated 14 times.
For different awards.
For different awards.
Also, Dwight Yoakam.
Classic.
Incredible.
Sling Blade's one of my favorite movies.
Randy Travis did a lot of acting.
Lainey, well, obviously recently.
Yeah, she's a good actress, too.
You know who else we found was a good actress?
Travis Tritt, too, has acted.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Hardy's a good actor.
Yeah.
Hardy? Like, yeah. Michael Hardy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been in some fun videos where you can tell he's got the chops, and he actually says, yeah, I'm trying to get into acting.
Oh, so, cool.
Yeah.
What would be your ultimate dream, like, character to play? Like, were asking a lot of artists that, like, Garth always said he wants to play a serial killer, and then, of course, there's that rumor because of the comedian, everybody thinks he is, but where are the bodies, Garth? But I think he'd be really good at it.
I think it'd be cool to tell like a story about something that I actually relate to, like trying to make it as a, you know, like a singer or something, but also it'd be cool to be like a biker, you know, biker gang or something like Sons of Anarchy. I love writing stories. I wrote a song the other day about it, kind of inspired off the Clint Eastwood movie Mule.
Mm-hmm.
It's a story about a guy who had been 22 years. He had been selling, you know. And he was going to make his last run. And he said, I'm done. And I'm moving to San Jose, California. And he's going to drive all the way there. And he's going to dump his car. He's going to change his identity.
Yeah.
He said, and it's the reason he wanted to quit was because it was on his conscience.
Yeah.
About how many lives he's negatively impacted by what he's done for the last 22 years. So he's making his last run and he gets busted.
And you wrote a song about that.
I wrote a song about it like last week.
Is it good? You like it?
I love it. But anyway, it's one of those kind of singer-songwriter-y type songs. It's called Blood Money. I think I could get into writing movies more than acting, but I would get into acting for sure.
All right. 833-287-1037. We want you to be represented by Dylan Carmichael as he'll play in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tickets to Muscadine Bloodline at Saquon's River Concert Series next month are on the line for you. Call now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON. We're with Dylan Carmichael, who's been kind enough to hang out with us this week. What a treat for us. If you don't know Dylan, you know Dylan, but you don't know his family life. I know you hear this till you're blue in the face, but it does bear notice that we should tell people who your uncles are, John Michael Montgomery and Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry. So let's talk about Eddie for a while. We had such a great relationship. So many people that do what we did, that do what we do, did with that those guys because they're just so cool. You know, your uncle's so fun and so rad. And I remember back when we were in Madison once, they played a show during the weeknight, and Eddie says, we're going to be going on to the Dry Bean. You guys going to come out and watch us? We'll come out and buy drinks.
Local bar, yeah.
And it's just this local watering hole. It's gone now in Madison. And that, true to their word, they told everybody where they were going. And so they've sat there and closed that place down. And
a friend of ours had a jar of moonshine from him for the longest time, because that's not something you finish real fast. I mean, I think for like 2.5 years in their freezer, you know, if not longer. Well,
The reason I'm still there.
Yeah, right.
The reason I brought that up, it's kind of a personal story for me, because I think I told you I was a rock jock before I got paired up with Tammy. I didn't know anything about country.
Right.
And when my then wife and I went to Madison to interview and I got the job, they took us back there to, you know, find a place to live and get associated and take a little tour of the city and meet my bosses. And they took me to that bar and they were playing some song and everyone was line dancing and I had the hair and everything. And I'm like, my wife looked at me, she goes, can you do this? I'm like, I have no idea. I can't believe they hired me. And they, I don't know, it must have been a DJ. They played Hillbilly Shoes. And it's the first time I ever heard Montgomery Gentry.
Oh, that's a good one.
You they walk a while, a country mile, in my Hillbilly Shoes.
It's a
Love
ripper,
that
man.
Song.
Yeah, it is.
I heard that. I looked at her and go, I could do this. That's a rock song.
It is.
It's a rock song. Yeah. And I always had a special place in my heart for your uncle's band because it proved to me, or at least gave me the confidence boost that I needed to say, you can. These guys are rockers. And they drink better whiskey, probably.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I love that. This is what all came from, like, Southern Rock. Charlie Daniels and Skynyrd and all that stuff. And they all were starstruck by Lynyrd Skynyrd. I got to tour with them and stuff. And I relate. I love rock, too. I do. I was just over here picking a minute ago some Creed, which is a different era of rock.
Yeah, yeah. But, I didn't pick up on that. I thought I picked up on that.
Yeah, I was doing a...
Tell you, they played Stagecoach this year.
Oh, they're so good. I went and saw them for my birthday present for my wife was Creed tickets.
Aww.
Yeah.
They packed. John and Tammy with Dylan Carmichael, San Diego's Morning Show, KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Dylan Carmichael is back to represent you. To take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Dylan, let's get this started, man. Let's not waste any time. Kick Tammy out of the studio again.
I'm ready to rock and roll.
All right, kick Tammy out of the studio again.
All right, Tammy, it's time to go.
All right, good luck.
All right, Dylan and KSON family.
Ready. Get prepared.
Five pop culture questions. If Dylan gets more right than Tam, you will win $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store on Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Dylan, perhaps you remember all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay, right.
Dylan Carmichael, David Spade recently escorted Morgan Wallen to his concert in Arizona dressed as his movie Joe Dirt. I know you know that one. How many Joe Dirt movies were there?
One.
Bridget Moynihan's character will guest star on Donnie Wahlberg's new show, Boston Blue. Boston Blue is the spinoff to Wahlberg's long-running drama that ran on CBS for 14 seasons.
Oh, Jump Street? I don't know.
Uma Thurman says she didn't know Pulp Fiction was going to be so iconic when she made it, but she did think it was special. Uma starred in two other Quentin Tarantino movies as well. What were they?
Oh, I'm going to say From Dusk Till Dawn and Desperado.
We recently celebrated National Tattoo Day. What is the name of the tattoo artist reality competition show that's hosted by Dave Navarro?
Inked.
And finally, Rainn Wilson and Jenna Fischer had an office reunion, having had lunch together recently. They played Dwight and Pam. On The Office, Pam had two jobs during her time at Dunder Mifflin. Tell me both of them.
I'm going to say the secretary and sales.
Okay. Let's get Tam back in. Dylan, how's your stay been this week so far? Are you enjoying
awesome.
Our fine city?
I'll tell you what. I slept like a baby. I slept like a baby.
Did that have anything to do with the amount of Cadillac margaritas ingested in Old Town last night?
So my thing at Old Town is I do a – when I first walk in, I go to the bar. It's been a six, maybe seven-year tradition now. I go to the bar, and I get one of the Jose Cuervo La Familia
okay.
shots.
All right.
And all the food's incredible. I love Old Town Cafe, y'all.
All right, man. Dylan, you know what? Had a great night's sleep. He's feeling relaxed. Did 1 out of 5.
Okay.
No way.
Oh, Dylan.
Tammy, David Spade recently escorted Morgan Wallen to his concert in Arizona dressed as his movie character, Joe Dirt. How many Joe Dirt movies were there?
Oh. I thought there was just one.
So is that your answer?
Yeah. Really?
Yes. Two Joe Dirt movies. One, obviously the OG, and its sequel, Joe Dirt, Beautiful Loser.
Nobody knows that. Come right? on. That's not a fair question. There's only one Joe Dirt.
Have you guys been collaborating?
No, but I didn't. I thought there was only one.
Right? I stay up all night writing these questions. Mm-hmm. This is what I get.
Getting gay.
How did that movie do? Two people see it?
No, 0-0. Bridget Moynihan's character will guest star on Donnie Wahlberg's new show, Boston Blue. Boston Blue is a spinoff to Wahlberg's long-running drama that ran on CBS for 14 seasons. What was that called?
NYPD Blue? I don't know.
Well, that would be the answer if it was 1992. Blue Bloods.
Oh, Blue. I didn't. Really, I didn't think that was that old.
That was a good question.
Thank you, Dylan. 0-0.
I wanted to say Blue Bloods, but I'm like, oh, that's not.
Did you guys party together last night?
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
0-0. Uma Thurman says she didn't know Pulp Fiction was going to be so iconic when she made it, but she did think it was special. Uma also starred in two other Quentin Tarantino movies. What were they?
What's the one with the bride? That and the second one. Oh my God, I'm so stupid.
You've got the character, you got the number of yes. movies. All I need is the actual titles.
Kill Bill and Kill Bill Volume 2.
That's right.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So it's now 1-0. We recently celebrated National Tattoo Day. What is the name of the tattoo artist reality competition show that's hosted by Dave Navarro?
Inked.
Is it me? Ink Masters.
Oh, Ink Masters.
That show gives me anxiety.
What's happening here? Okay, and finally, Rainn Wilson and Jenna Fischer had an office reunion having lunch together recently, Tammy. They played Dwight and Pam. On The Office, Pam had two jobs at her time with Dunder Mifflin. Tell me both of them.
I don't know it well enough to know what the hell she did.
And yet the show
receptionist?
Still exists. Yes.
And what else would she have done there besides receptionist? Assistant?
kind of showing is this today?
We're
looking
really
for receptionist or secretary and sales, which is what Dylan said. So, wow, what a barn burner this was.
Exactly the same thing.
1-1 today, which means, sadly, no one wins this great match, but we've got a great prize for a KSON loyal listener. And that's what you did, Dylan. Feel good about that, baby.
I feel great about
good,
it.
Good, 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 good.
They'll be joining us at the next River Concert Series at Sequan Casino Resort August 14th to see Muscadine Bloodline.
Dylan, thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood
Thanks
Knowledge.
Thanks for having me.
Let's get you a nap. We'll try this again next hour. Hopefully we'll get more than one.
Yeah.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Dylan Carmichael is with us. Let's just get to know you better. Yeah. Of course, your discretion. Sure. If you don't want to answer, you think you're going to get in trouble, we're not interested in that. But I want to pick your brain. Tammy wants to pick your brain. So here we go. You told us earlier that you lay out, which is odd to me, because I never would picture you laying. I'm not a layer outer myself. I get too antsy. I can't sit down. That surprised me.
Now, wait. I've been on vacation with you where...
What am I always doing? I'm walking. I'm getting drinks. I'm taking beach walks.
First of all, no. You ask if you can borrow my coffee tanning stuff. I've seen you lay out in Mexico.
Busted.
That was a different John. And mostly ask your husband. Mostly we were taking beach walks and trying to get away from the wives.
Well, that's a good part of it, too. I will 100% agree with that.
Which is why I'm not married anymore. And you're still happy because Kurt will never admit that. All right. So, Dylan Carmichael, you told us you were a tanner. Are you a crier?
Am I a crier? There was one time where I had, there's one song, and we were on our way to Kentucky for something, I can't remember, and me and my wife were only engaged at the time, and just the lyric in the song is, "She loves me like Jesus does," right, and that's a beautiful song, but It just got me one day. Just the right timing. It has to be, it's usually a song, and it has to be the right time. I have to have a certain thing going on in my life. But she had never seen me cry before, so I'm over here like looking away from her, and she's talking to me, and I'm like, yeah.
Oh.
And she's
that's
like,
very sweet.
You good? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And she's like, why won't you look at me?
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, no, I'm fine. And she's like, why are you being weird? Look at me. And I'm like, no, I'm okay. I'm not going to look at you. And she's like, why? And I look over, and she's like, why are you crying? Oh, my gosh, I've never seen you cry. I'm like, it's this song. She loves me like Jesus does. Yeah. It's just a beautiful.
I bet she fell in love with you more after you told her that, bro.
That's very sweet.
You big pansy.
My girlfriend can say the same thing. She's never seen me cry this morning.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I wouldn't say I'm a crier. I would say on a scale 1 to 10, probably like a 3 or 4.
Okay, all right. Within your industry, somebody who's obnoxiously famous and successful that you don't understand.
Oh, yeah, that is a tough one.
I mean, this is calling somebody out, I guess.
Yeah.
But is expressing a personal opinion calling somebody out, or is this just not your vibe?
Does he have to stay in the country format? Can he go into
I would go in a different genre. I would stay out of country, for sure.
I think that would be wise.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless you want to ditch. Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to avoid country. I'll answer the question on, like, you know, pop or something, because it's no secret that I don't think I come off as a big pop guy, right?
Yeah.
So I'll say this. It's not in a direct answer, but I saw the Katy Perry video the other day where she fell off the dragonfly.
Where she almost fell off, yeah.
You were cheering for the dragonfly, weren't you?
We all were. Whoops.
I don't get that. I don't get the flying through the sky thing.
So is it all artists who fly through the sky, or is it specifically Katy Perry?
Well, first off, it didn't look like whatever. I've said dragonfly, but maybe it's a butterfly. Like, Katy Perry's got $5 quadrillion dollars, and
yeah.
And I'm like, it just doesn't, I don't even know what that thing is. Like,
you don't get
supposed to look like. And so I don't get such a great singer. But here's the thing. What I do understand about it is that the pop fans love it. What I don't understand is why do they love it?
Okay.
Like, to me,
that's fair.
But you know, that's not surprising, right?
I mean, sure. I mean,
I'm a country music fan.
Yeah, and somebody else would say, I don't get this Dylan Carmichael.
Yeah.
My God. You know, he from Kentucky, you know, it's like, what? No, yeah, it'd be the same thing, but you have a right to your opinion, so that's cool.
Sure.
Dylan, are you friends with any rock stars?
I'm not friends with any rock stars. I've met some rock stars.
Anybody you want to throw under the bus there?
Sure. Throw under the bus.
I
don't have anything negative to say about any of the rock people I've met.
That's cool.
I met Bret Michaels.
He's so
super nice.
Great guy, isn't
super
he?
Nice. Super nice guy.
One of our favorite interviews ever at Stagecoach when he was out there. I thought he
not
was.
Not mine.
No?
My biggest regret at Stagecoach.
Why?
You know why. Actually, we'll share that next with Dylan Carmichael, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
We're joined in studio by Dylan Carmichael. Dylan, John mentioned before, meeting Bret Michaels at Stagecoach ended up being one of his biggest regrets. And I think it's because he said to John something on the line of...
When I was in high school, I was in this song and dance show called Showtime. It was a variety show. And we, the guys, got together, and I was so proud of it. We choreographed it and everything. There's a bunch of dudes to Poison's Talk Dirty to Me.
Okay.
My director, the Mr. Merez, said, I'm not comfortable with that speak in my theater, and made us, instead of during the chorus, we could talk dirty to me. Everyone knows that song.
Yeah.
We had to scream out, talk pretty to me. And they ditched the dirty for, like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, dirty?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? It wasn't even a Catholic school. It's public as hell. Anyway, so I'm telling Bret Michaels that story at Stagecoach. It's a funny story. It's his song.
Yeah.
He goes, well, in that case, my friend, let's get retribution, and you can come on stage and sing that song with me tonight.
Oh.
And I bailed. I said, no.
Why you just
Well, I had a reason.
Okay.
You can probably tell I'm a tremendous professional, Dylan.
Right.
And we had Luke Bryan coming in later on that night, because you know what Stagecoach is like. It's hurry up and wait. And I would have bailed on the interview.
I've never been.
But, oh, really?
Why didn't I make
I'm sorry.
Goals.
Why didn't I make you bail?
I don't know
because
why.
Because Luke Bryan, we've talked to a million times. You could have missed that
interview. Everybody I talked to says the same thing. You missed the interview, right?
And Luke wouldn't care. He'd be like, oh, hell.
Yes.
This.
I know. I would have talked to him about it, and he would have said good for... No, he would have said good for him, or however.
Can I also say one more thing? I think I was a little insecure. I think, you know what? Someone's going to call me out, or I'm not going to be good. I had a doubt of myself. And I just, it was easier to sit and do a job I know I can do well, rather than take a risk.
Might have bombed it, though. Imagine a parallel universe where you bombed it. You would have regret that bigger, for sure.
The problem is I always have this anxiety when I go on stage. Like, I play harmonica a little bit, and I was for a stunt on air, challenged to learn a song, and a group in town called the Morgan Lee Band jumped on and asked me to play with them at their album release party, because they're no dummies. They knew we'd get a big crowd out there, and it was awesome. And I learned to play piano, man, and I played piano, man, and I gotta say it, we killed it.
Yeah.
But before that, you would have thought I was... I don't know, as nervous as I've ever been for anything in my life.
Like, someone looked at you and said, you're going to do brain surgery, go.
I love harmonica, and harmonica is, sorry, I know that's random, but it's the only instrument that you blow and suck.
Yes. You'd think you'd be horrible at it. But if you blow and suck, you're actually a great harmonica player.
You don't play it necessarily in the key the song's in. So it depends on the scale. If it's a song that's in E, sometimes you got to grab an A harmonica. Mm. Because it depends on if you're blowing or sucking it.
Yeah.
Because...
I'm going to stop you right now. You're adorable. Because the only words I understood that whole sentence were blow and suck. Everything else, I'm like... A, E.
Stop. Your mind out of the gutter.
Am I reading an eye chart here? No, I don't understand music.
Joint. What's the song?
You don't know what it feels to be me.
That's it. So, yeah, that song has an A harmonica, but it's in the key of E.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can talk about harmonica theory later.
Okay.
I love this. He just taught you something now when you say, oh, I don't have the right harmonica. Now you found out that maybe you do.
That was my dream, was to be a rock star when I was a kid. When my dad was alive, he was in the studio with us, and he used to say, A, John never passed a mirror he didn't like, and B, he used to have a hairbrush that he would talk and do interviews to the mirror, which is why I do what I
That's
do.
That's awesome. Yeah. Living the dream.
And a lot of hair feathering. They did a lot of that in the mirror, too, though. John and Tammy with Dylan Carmichael. San Diego's morning show, KSON. We're with Dylan Carmichael, who's been kind enough to hang out with us. If you don't know Dylan, you know Dylan, but you don't know his family life. I know you hear this till you're blue in the face, but it does bear notice that we should tell people who your uncles are. John Michael Montgomery and Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry. Do you run your music by your uncles before you let us hear it?
That's a good question. I'll send them some songs every now and then and get their opinions. They've got great ears, and they've been doing it for a long time, and they've had some really great songs, and they're really great songwriters, too. Both of them have written some wonderful songs.
Now, your mom's a singer, too.
My mom is a singer, yeah.
So that's a gene in that family.
Yeah. My mom actually sang background vocals on my song, Son of a. She loves rock. She's a rocker. She does a lot of that. She has a band and plays around. And she had an album back in 2003 that never came to light. It's, like, totally underrated. It's so good. She taught me how to sing, and... she's just an angel, and it's awesome. On my dad's side, my dad's dad was part of a quartet called the Carmichael Brothers.
Okay.
Gospel music. So it's just everywhere. It was always everywhere growing up.
Man, the family dinners must have been a blast.
I bet they still are.
Oh, they still are. We're eat up with it. You know, Eddie and John just did a song together. They did Brotherly Love, which is
a Keith Whitley song.
Yeah. It's in our blood.
Have they ever said, ew? To anything that you've done.
No.
Well, okay, maybe not like that, because they wouldn't sound like that, but,
that's
a
good question, though. Yeah. They were like, maybe we're going in a different direction.
There was one time where, a long time ago, I'd sang on a demo. I'd never been in the studio before, and I was like, Uncle Eddie, give me some tips on this. And he was like, you got to learn to sing in the pocket, which is, you know, not singing in the pocket would be like, just not the timing of your, when you come in with the lyrics is wrong, you know, like learn to sing. Put, you know, lay the lyrics in the pocket, what they call it in Nashville, the pocket. So, and so I started looking into that, and I got better at it, you know. Mm-hmm. So, Eddie taught me to follow a metronome when you're practicing, you know, and to keep you on time as a player. And then John really, you know, helped me with a lot of the, you know, lyrics and some of the business. Well, John's had some wonderful business advice. When I moved to Nashville, it was really helpful to have been around it a little bit and been kind of in the crossfire of those conversations those guys have had about the music business and my mom being in the business and all that stuff. It's been awesome.
So there's a lot of music that runs through that because John Michael's daughter Madison just got married to Travis Denning.
Yeah.
And so there's another whole line of like gonna be this music thing. Is like who's like excuse me, I'm the accountant. Is everybody related somewhere? And does the poor person who's like the accountant or you know that like always go, I don't know how to fit in with this family, you know?
I'm so proud of my brother. He's actually a super talented musician and plays drums, and he actually when he was younger he loved hip-hop and he had a phase where he was rapping and I'm like wow
good
like
huh?
You know think of Jack Harlow, he's from Kentucky, but my brother, I mean if he wanted to he could have done that, but I'm so proud of him. He's a hard-working blue collar good dad, he's family man,
right, and on
doing it the right way, and so not all of us are doing music, but
right.
You know, I could see why there's an argument against doing it, you know?
Yeah.
If it's not your thing and it's not, I mean, it's not an easy lifestyle, you know?
Yeah, and you could be really good at it, but that doesn't mean you want to pursue that avenue. You know, you want to do it for fun.
Yeah, and you could be really good at it, doesn't mean you're going to be successful.
You know, my youngest son is a huge, huge computer gaming guy, and I always said, why aren't you going into, like, that industry?
Yeah.
You know, especially when he was living here in California, I'm like, everything's right here.
Right.
And he said, that's my fun.
Yeah.
I don't want my fun to be my job.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really interesting way to do it. He does IT, but he didn't want that to mess with it. Right. I get it.
We're having such a great time, and it continues more with Dylan Carmichael, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. As our in-studio guest, Dylan Carmichael is warming up, tuning up his guitar. So what are we going to hear, man?
It's off my new album, and it's kind of my take on a breakup song. This is called Tiny Little Fiddle. Well, I saw you soon as you walked in, pretty as you've ever been, walking up with those tears in your eyes, saying how you're missing me and everything we used to be. The grass wasn't greener on that other side. Baby, I've been waiting for this day, and now that it's here, honey, all I have to say, I got this tiny little fiddle between my finger and my thumb right here. Since you went and done me wrong, I've been sawing on a song called Never in a Million Years. I know it's loud in this bar right now, but if you listen real close, you'll hear over the glasses clanking and your heart breaking. I'm a one-man band with one hand playing this tiny little fiddle. I ain't no Charlie Daniels, and it sure ain't made of gold. But give me just 1 minute to rosin up my little bow. I got this tiny little fiddle between my finger and my thumb right here. Since you went and done me wrong, I've been sawing on a song called Never in a Million Years. I know it's loud in this bar right now, but if you listen real close, you'll hear over the glasses clanking and your heart breaking. I'm a one-man band with one hand playing this tiny little fiddle. A tiny little fiddle. I know it's loud in this bar right now, but if you listen real close, you'll hear over the glasses clanking and your heart breaking. I'm a one-man band with one hand playing this tiny little fiddle. This tiny little fiddle.
Fantastic. Hey, man, that was really great. Congratulations.
Thanks. Thank you. I'm proud of that one.
Dylan, I hope that you've had as much fun with us as we've had with you, man.
I've had a blast. Thank you all so much for having me.
Well, you know, you are permanently on the list now. When we're on vacation, someone's calling you.
All right.
And you've got to be able to come.
I love it. Let's do it again.
That's what the ignore button is for on your cell phone.
I think there's another word for that.
All right, man. Safe travels, honey. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much. Good to see y'all.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.